This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 317 for Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Tuesday morning as the oilseed is now fading from overnight increases. The May canola contract bumps up 70 cents at $739.20 per ton, and the July contract dips 20 cents at $730.10 per ton. There's support coming from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, but losses in soy oil are increasing. European rapeseed has turned lower, while Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. Upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. As crush margins continue to expand towards record levels, they further underpin canola values. There's concern in the trade that the prairies will have a dry spring. Snow cover is already quite poor in parts of the region, and the weather outlook is calling for below normal precipitation. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 73.1 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.13. The United States Federal Reserve will make its next interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Given the recent banking crisis, analysts believe the Fed will go with a 25 basis point increase rather than 50. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a flash sale of 136,000 tons of old crop corn to China. State crop reports place winter wheat in Colorado at 36% good to excellent, Oklahoma is at 29%, Texas rates 23%, and Kansas comes in at 19%. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor chops off 2 million tons from his call on the Argentina soybean crop, now at 26 million tons. Cordonnier cuts 1 million tons off of Argentina corn at 36 million. Argentina did receive rain over the last several days, getting between 20 to 100 millimeters, depending on the region. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Tuesday morning. The May contract adds 2.5 cents at $14.88.5 per bushel. May soy oil is down more than 0.6 of a cent at 57.37 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal rises $2.20 at $464.90 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the May contract nudging up a penny at $6.34 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its May contract rising 5.5 cents at $3.61. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May dips a quarter cent at $7.5. Kansas City May is up 5.5 cents at $8.35. And Minneapolis May add 7 cents at $8.58.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.